from WAQG. It's Carol's Celebrity Scoop.
Doug Lewis, my buddy from Hollywood, Jason Douglas, your professional name. We appreciate you calling us this morning. Is it wet out in California? Are you guys having to deal with any rain this morning?
Well, the only wet is I'm about to sweat to death.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be 100 all week. This is the hottest week of the year for us. And what is it? Almost September. So yeah. It's crazy out here.
Okay. So we're getting the humidity and cooler temperatures, at least, though, to go with that humidity on this side of the country.
Yeah, you guys are doing well. We're just burning up out here.
Okay, and all of our prayers going to the folks of Houston. We've heard about a lot of Hollywood stars that are stepping up, helping out. I'm sure we're going to hear a whole lot more. And it was even kind of mentioned on the Video Music Awards, the MTV Video Music Awards, the VMAs over the weekend. That was a very interesting show, to say the least.
It was. It was one of the, interesting is a good word. Shows that I've ever seen, and I've watched them for years, you know, since they started in 1984, and this one was, you know, was political, then it wasn't, then it was crazy, and it was just a weird, weird show, and probably one of the lowest rated shows they've ever had.
All right, Taylor Swift had the new music to come out Friday. The video came out. Of course, all of us probably streamed it and watched it. What was her deal with the VMA? She was a no-show? What happened?
Well, yeah, she was a no-show. You know, she had had this video come out, and first we'd speculated it was going to be about Katie, and it was not about Katie. It was really based on Kim and Kanye.
So the title of that was "You Made Me Like This." What was the title? I can't remember the title of that song. You Made Me Do It.
Look What You Made Me Do was the title. Now, we had said it was going to be Timeless, which is another track on the album that she just pushed back, and she really concentrated on just going after Kim and Kanye. And the funny thing is that they didn't even show up.
So were they scheduled to show up and then they just decided at the last minute to not?
Well, you know, the VMAs are down, we're down at the new Forum, which is out near Inglewood, and it was down near LAX. And supposedly they were traveling, but they made it back in time, and they were going to go, but at the last minute they didn't show up. And then she just pulled out, like, automatically. She was a no-show, and she won an award.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's very interesting because I've seen the video. I think there's, like, supposedly about 13 hidden messages, and those who are Taylor fans know that 13 is a very special number for her. She calls it her lucky number.
Exactly.
Katie, you said Katie was off the hook. Katy Perry was hosting the show. So what did Katie do during this video?
Well, you know, Katie didn't even introduce the video. It was really weird because the show went to a commercial, and right after the commercial, this video just popped up.
Okay.
And it was Taylor's new video. Now, Katie was nowhere to be found. She was backstage. She was hiding. She didn't even come back on stage after the video was over.
She just didn't want to have anything to do with that video, did she?
Well, you know, she was nervous because she thought it was going to be about her, and supposedly she's off the hook now. Taylor's done with her. And she's moved on to her next target, which is Kim and Kanye West.
All right. Okay, so we'll just let all this play out. I'm sure there will be another song in response from Kanye down the road or something will happen there, I'm sure. So I doubt it's totally over.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she moved back the release date. And, you know, there's all kind of speculation. We're getting stories left and right. And a lot of it's, you know, hearsay. But she moved it back to November 10th, which is the anniversary of Kanye's mother's death.
Oh.
And, you know, we don't know if it's coincidental or whatever, but all these little hidden meanings, and it looks like Taylor's going after them because if you remember back in 2016, Kanye wrote a song about Taylor and had some really explicit lyrics about her, and supposedly she approved them, and Kim put out a phone call saying she did approve them. This thing is going back and forth, but at least Katy Perry can sleep at night because she is done with this feud.
Well, that's good. Let's see. Let's move on. Glenn Campbell, he passed away a couple of weeks ago. Very, very sad. And it came out, you know, way back when he and Tanya Tucker had a very heated romance there back in the day. But now there's more news coming out between Glenn's widow and Tanya Tucker. What's going on there?
Well, yeah, if you remember, you know, Tanya and Glenn dated back in the 80s, and it was this big explosive relationship. You know, there's a lot of abuse and craziness and drugs. And, you know, and Tanya said, you know, it was great, and she's moved on. But now that he's dead, Tanya's doing this little tour and she was on GMA the other day, and she sang a tribute song, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the hosts were thanking her, oh, Tanya, you know, we're so sorry, and giving her all this sympathy. And Glenn's wife, Kim, says, whoa, whoa, step back. Now, I've been with them all these years through Alzheimer's, you know, and she said, I've supported them. And this woman was in his life way back in the 80s, and she's taking all this credit. So Kim is really not happy with Tanya, and, you know, I can see why. You know, she stuck with him all these years, and she, you know, was his wife. And Tanya just had this, you know, relationship that was in the newspapers back in the day. So she's a little bit mad.
Okay, well, and perhaps Tanya is maybe using this as a platform to get her name back out there. She has not been relevant in years. We have not heard anything about her in a long, long time. This is getting us talking about her once again.
Well, yeah, but, you know, she's saying it's just for charity.
Right.
You know, she made this song just for charity. But you're right, you know, I can't remember the last time I said the word Tanya's ugly.
Yeah, well, okay. Could it be the last time that we say American Idol? What is going on?
You know, we still don't know. All the other shows, The Voice has Miley and, you know, new judges. The Voice is set to premiere soon, and American Idol is just sitting there with no judges. And we, you know, I still think you and I should just go ahead and just do it. We'll do it for $100,000.
There you go. I'll split it with you. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah. We'll split $50,000 apiece. But they just can't come to an agreement. I mean, these judges are literally just sitting there, and they've already started the audition.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I was going to say, we know Katy Perry is a judge, and we're pretty sure Seacrest is back on board as hosting it.
Right.
We've heard Luke Bryan. We've heard Lionel Richie. We've heard that YouTube guy. You know, there have been other names thrown out there. But for whatever reason, nobody's pulling the trigger, so to speak, and committing other than Katy Perry because she got the big payday out of it.
Oh, yeah. She's living large. She's going to start a new tour. You know, she's going to do American Idol, and she's just ready for somebody to come sit beside her and, you know, I'll volunteer.
Yeah, me too. Okay, we can be on either side of her. You know, that'll be cool. So we'll make her look good. I know we will. So.
Oh, we will make her look really good. Absolutely.
All right, American Idol, it was supposed to premiere sometime in late September. Is that correct?
Well, that's when the judges report to start doing, you know, start doing their taping.
Okay.
But it usually doesn't come on until, you know, January is when they do the live shows. And they show all the auditions that have been taped. But, you know, they have to film some judges at some point. So I don't know if they'll just film Katy doing everything. And who knows? It's really up in the air.
Well, they got to get it figured out within a matter of 2 or 3 weeks. So we'll see what happens on that, I guess.
Absolutely. And now, before we leave, don't think I haven't forgotten about my Midtown chicken salad.
Okay, so what was our bet?
Well, our bet was I would send you a bottle of nice California wine.
Okay.
And I was getting a pound of Midtown chicken salad if they performed together. So they did not perform together.
They did not.
And I'm holding you to that bet.
All right. I will send you some Midtown chicken salad. Consider it done. So
absolutely.
All right. Well, Doug, we appreciate your insight. Thank you so much. Again, if folks want to follow you on social media, Jason Douglas. It's spelled Jason for everybody.
J-A-Y-S-N.
Okay, it's a little different. It's J-A-Y-S-N. And Douglas actually has two S's in it. Doug, thank you
Absolutely. So
much for joining us this morning. And just go hang out by the mailbox. Chicken salad is on the way, okay?
Absolutely, Karen. You stay dry.